Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
All right. So listen, it is a rainy, gross day out there today. I felt like nobody was really on the road this morning.
Way
which was
less
nice.
Than normally. Or yeah. We just couldn't see them with the wall of water in front of us.
That is true, too. So maybe you've decided that today's going to be one of those days that you work from home, which really means you're going to be binging shows on Netflix, true. Which we totally get and stand behind. But they just had a survey about the best show of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised at who won this, because when you think about all the 21st century,
yeah,
of all the shows,
big chunk of time,
all the groundbreaking shows that came out,
yeah, because there's so much more TV than when we were growing up, where you had what, three or four networks. Now
yeah.
Now there's 1,000 streaming channels.
And, right.
Yeah.
And remember when networks like FX and stuff started taking off on cable,
right.
and they got a little bit edgy, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the premium channels started picking up shows that you were like, oh, this is not a movie. What? It's
right.
not a movie on HBO. I can
yeah.
watch a TV series.
And they can say and show whatever they want. So they can
yes.
get super edgy and out of control.
Yeah. yeah. And then now, of course, we've moved into all these other streaming services. So, I mean, the 21st century has really been groundbreaking when it comes to. So how do you judge what is the absolute best show? But this one, I saw one episode once, and it was the wedding scene, and there was incest and awkward. I couldn't. There's so much murder. It was awful.
Game of Thrones.
I hated it.
Yes. Best show ever.
Is it?
Oh, it's so good.
Best one ever.
It is so good. But, you know, I was kind of like you, and I have a cousin who was kind of like this, where there was so much hype the first couple of years it was out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch it just on principle, which is why I still have a Droid, even though everyone else has Apple's. Like, I don't care how good everyone says it is. I'm going to stick my head
right.
in the
you
sand.
Stand by those principles.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in the
good
Stone Age.
You.
But for some reason, I started watching it and loved it and loved it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How many seasons?
I think there's 7.
Wow.
So some of the episodes are really long, especially at the end. Because at the end, I think there's only maybe 4 or 5 episodes. But each one is like an hour and a half long.
So they're all like movies.
So yeah, so they all get. But I could understand where it's gore and dragons
yeah.
and a lot
it's
of
weird.
Nudity.
It's a lot of weird stuff going on
weird.
In that show.
Yeah.
But I was surprised, and I know that it's a hugely popular show, but I was still surprised that that would be number one on the list.
Yeah, because as you rack your brain for the shows that you watched, is there one or two that pop up? You're like, this should be up there.
The first show that I feel like as an adult, I couldn't wait until the next episode. This is the one that everybody was talking about on Monday, I think it was on Sunday nights. Everybody was talking about it Monday morning, and that was The Sopranos.
Okay.
And, you know, like, there are surveys that puts that at number one.
Yeah.
But
and the favorite TV characters, Tony Soprano's
yeah.
always up there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was so dynamic, right? He would do mm-hmm. such horrible things, but then you would see that softer side of him, and you're like, oh, but you... I think you mean well,
yeah.
even though you're killing your friends. It's
and
the mom
he was
wife.
Such an iconic role for him that even though yeah. I never watched Sopranos, I've seen him in other things, and I just think Tony Soprano.
Yeah, and you just wait to hear him breathe because his
right.
breathing is always so loud. Yeah, James Gandolfini was fantastic in that. The casting of that show was so good. And then another one that I feel like totally gets overshadowed by The Sopranos because I think it was on right after it, and that's what you just started watching, and that's 6 Feet Under.
You got me onto that. So the last 2 days, I've watched the first and the second episode, and it gets you in pretty quick.
Yeah.
It is funny how it's a little dated in that it came out in like 2000. So like the opening music and scene, you're like, oh, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But it's the dude, was it Michael C. Hall, who is in Dexter?
Right.
Is the main dude. His mom, I can't think of her name, but she's a woman you've seen in everything.
You've seen her, and she's
in everything.
She has such a sweet voice, which is so weird because it's just a show about death. You know,
yeah.
And
but it touches on topics that weren't a thing back in 2000.
Right.
So I'm only 2 episodes in, and to think that and Sopranos were back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a strong start for
that
HBO
was a night.
Back in the day. Yeah,
that was a night for sure.
Yeah.
But there are so many shows. So listen, if you think of one, we invite you to visit our website mm-hmm. Our Facebook page, because we've got it posted up there, and then you can jot down what you think is the one, and or just give us a call too, or text us. You can always, I always forget
so
that.
So many ways.
I know. At 215-263-6700.
Fresh squeeze.
Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XTU. We have a list of the top shows of the 21st century. Game of Thrones came in at number one. Aaron, what show do you like?
I like Ozark. My fiancé and I binge-watched it after our adult kids said, oh, this is a great one to watch. And we did. We binge-watched all, like, three, I think it was.
Yeah, three seasons.
Seasons. And wow. Then the last one started in March, and we binge-watched that. It was great.
Have you seen Ozark at all, Andy?
I have not. And... No, I've heard nothing but great things.
That's definitely a good one to sit and watch.
Yeah.
Parts of it, it's kind of slow in some places, but oh my gosh, some of it is so good.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how dark these shows are, though?
I was going to say it's dark. It's right up your alley.
All the really good ones are so dark. Like, no one's saying anything happy. I can't even think of anything I could use as a
fun. Yeah, no one ever mentions sitcoms.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't, roses and, flowers and sweet little things. No, right. It was actually kind of twisted in sections, but it was very interesting.
Yeah, I remember when
we... You're on the edge of your seat at some point.
Right, when we were talking with Kane Brown a couple months ago, mm-hmm. asking him what he was doing during the pandemic, he said he was watching Ozark and how much he loved season three. I can't do a Kane Brown voice.
It was really, really good, and I hope there's another season because there are so many things that are unfinished that need to be handled.
Wow.
But it was really, really good. It really was. It was great. We literally sat on the couch for hours watching it.
That's awesome. Aaron, thank you so much
for calling in. And we have on our text line, by the way, Amber says Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
right. Also another great show.
Another super dark one.
Yeah, so let us know what you think. 215-263-6700. Call or text us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.